Value of Dana. Question. Dear Yutadamo, how much value do you put on the practice of jhana? Did not the Buddha advocate jhana practice at least up to a point, and does it not have a use in deepening vipassana practice? Answer. The word jhana is a highly debated one among modern Theravada Buddhists. Not the meaning of the word, but its use and place in Buddhism. I think a lot of the controversy comes from the fact that we apply too much meaning to the word. The word jhana means meditation or focusing or absorption. It means fixing the mind on an object. And in truth, that definition applies to all meditation. This is why the Buddha said, there is no wisdom without jhana, and there is no jhana without wisdom, because true wisdom comes only through proper meditation practice, and only those practices that lead to wisdom are proper to be called meditation. The Theravada tradition categorizes meditation as being of two types. The first type is called samatha meditation, where one focuses on a single conceptual object created in the mind. For example, the Buddha or a color. The object of this type of meditation is not real, and as a result, it cannot bring wisdom or understanding about reality. It will bring great states of calm, and so it is called samatha or tranquility meditation. This type of meditation can be useful as a precursor to vipassana because it calms and strengthens the mind. It can also be used to attain extraordinary mental powers of various sorts, but it does not lead directly to freedom from suffering. To become free from suffering requires a different type of jhana called vipassana jhana. Vipassana jhana means seeing clearly meditation. When you practice vipassana, you also focus on an object, and so it can also be called jhana. Your mind is focused on and clearly aware of a single object. When we say to ourselves, rising, we are clearly aware of the stomach rising. When we say falling, we are clearly aware of the falling. Through this practice, the mind also gives up the mental hindrances of liking, disliking, drowsiness, distraction, and doubt. It becomes fixed and focused, and so you can say it enters jhana. It enters the vipassana jhana. The real difference between samatha meditation and vipassana meditation is that samatha takes a conceptual object and vipassana meditation takes reality as an object. Anything that arises in the present moment, whether it be in body, feeling, thought, states of mind, or sensory experience. A lot of the argument and debate about jhana misses the point. Worrying about terms and ideas can distract us from the goal, which is to understand ultimate reality and become free from suffering.